Declan Gallagher in service. Three of the six stages done today. What's your assessment of things?
Aye, good, Chris. Now the stages are good now, and look, we're still this far. We're three done now, and we'll try and give it a try and turn it up a wee bit, maybe in the next three. Four stages now, we didn't really settle into that well, you know, but stage two then, we had a good run through stage two, and a clean enough run through stage three as well, but there's a lot of loose gravel in stage three, and there's a couple of cars off on it as well, and kind of, you know, it didn't slow us very much, like, but other than that, it's fine, like.
Do you think generally people will be a little bit quicker the second time round?
Oh, I'd say everybody will be a bit quicker, you know, you get that much, you get a bit more familiar with the stages, so everybody will be the same, probably a bit quicker in the second loop, you know.
So overall, pretty happy with the way things have gone?
Aye, happy to be this far, I know, you know, if we can do the same now in the next three, I'll be happy enough.
Kevin Eves, we're in service here. Tell us how the first three stages have gone from your perspective.
We're struggling. Hey, we're kind of pushed back to about 7th or 8th. We could do more. We're about 25 down on the top bow, so we struggled a wee bit through the first stages now. We had a good clean cut, but the base is hot, so front tyres were struggling a bit, and we'll just sort of set it up, changed a wee few things, put on harder tyres, so we're going to quite give it a rattle now, see what happens.
Some people saying that there wasn't a lot of grip, particularly on the second stage.
I thought more on the first stage. I thought the first stage was very loose in places, you know. It kind of got very narrow, guttery roads, but it is what it is. Sun's out, we're happy.
So what has to be done here in service? Much to do?
Nah, not a pile. Hey, we're just fueling a couple of tyres, make a few setup changes just to see if we can gather back the bit of time that we seem to be hemorrhaging, so we'll see.
David Bogie, we're here in service in Letterkenny. How has the first three stages gone for you?
Good. They're very tricky stages, very demanding. So we got off to a bit of a bad start when the oil pressure light was coming on in the first stage, on and off. So the engine's just back from rebuilds. It's a fairly big decision to make whether you carry on or pull over. So thankfully we carried on and we found this to be a faulty sensor, so we're okay now.
So for the second loops, what's the plan?
We're changing tyres now for the second loop along with brake pads. We're on a different pad for coming to this rally. So we're reverting back to the original pads to hopefully get better braking, and we'll go at it again.
So you're hoping to move up that board a little bit?
Of course, you know, I'd like to be further up than where we're currently sitting, but, you know, it is a long, hard rally, but at the same time, you don't want to be out touching distance to the leaders.
Tony Baird in service. The morning went fairly well. Happy enough?
Aye, grand, Chris. No issues. Everything's going all right there.
And conditions out there very dry. A bit of loose gravel on some of the stages.
The first two stages are in good shape. The third stage is a wee bit gravelly, and then they're in gelding there, but now it's grand, so all right.
Plenty of competition out there for you. Second part of the day, what's the plan?
Get to the end and get in the Parc Fermé and the regional.
And the car, the Escort Mark II, how's it going?
Perfect, Chris. The water, tyre check, spanner check, and that's it. No issues so far.
And good numbers out spectating.
Crowds are very, very good now today, so thank God they're listening to all the marshals and everything, and standing in good shape places as well, so it's good.